aircraft posting. Go ahead. Okay guys, maybe Frosty's got all frozen out there, but that's no problem, that's absolutely cool, it's good to hear you, good to hear you tonight. We'll speak to Richard next, Whiskey Delta Zero DMU. Go ahead Richard, probably go once round and then, well, actually no, we'll go for finals on the next one, because I really have to start making tracks, as they say. Richard, good to hear you once again. Over to you, M0 Whiskey Fox Lima.
ZB3RF.
Okay, nothing heard on this side, it's just Josh, I think. I just leave a pause, and then Josh, we like to pick it up, and then we'll go for a final. M0WFL.
That was over to me. Sounds like we're getting a little short on check-ins here, but that's okay. So I will probably be able to talk to you all tomorrow. Our event that we're having is 3 hours before the Saturday net, and we're planning on being done probably a half hour, maybe more, before the net starts. So we should be able to check in and say hello tomorrow. Supposed to be really hot, 90 degrees tomorrow. I mean, it's not baking hot for Arizona temperatures, but it's pretty darn uncomfortable by 11 o'clock. So we're hoping that the almighty creator, God, will be merciful on our little club and let us have at least a cool breeze coming through the park tomorrow. Anyway, if y'all want to check in and say hello, we'll be running the net remotely tomorrow. Not me, but Matt N0SNO will. All right. Send it back to you, KE7WIL.
Yes, KE7WIL. Well, if Matt turns up with his snow, or if our almighty father up there decides to throw any wrong direction, and please send it over to the UK, because we need some water from the skies, because we ain't had any for a long time. And it's starting to worry me, because I'm trying to grow stuff. It ain't rained in here for at least a month. Everything that we've got growing is relying on tap water, which is full of chlorine and all sorts of stuff. We've not had any natural water from the sky for quite some time, which is strange for the UK, because normally Manchester, especially, is famous for its rain. So now we're getting worried. And we're not quite at the stage where there's a shortage of water in the reservoirs. There's no lakes here. It's all, we have reservoirs of water, but it's pumping through when it goes to the main city before it gets to us. We're in a catchment area in our QTH, where I am. We're in the hills, in the valley. It can get pretty damp. We need some rain, if you get any, please send it our way. It'd be very, very much appreciated. But really good luck, seriously good luck for tomorrow. I really hope it's really cool. I really works, and it's fantastic. I'd love to hear more, and that sounds amazing. And thank you so much once again, Josh, for connecting into the Northwest Northside group here in the northwest of England. We have a lot of people listening as well, so, you know, you guys coming out, just take a reset 1 second, just finally. M0WFL, just for the final for you there. We have a lot of people listening into this net and the nets that we have going on through the week, and the system in general, on the web SDRs, shortwave listeners, and all sorts of, you know, you never know who's tuning in and listening, so. I'm pretty sure that, you know, other than hearing us Brits just rattle on about what we're doing with our radio stuff, can inspire them to maybe get their ham license and come on and, you know, join us. But all of a sudden we have Arizona joining us, and the hearing a new American voice. Sometimes for the first time on the radio, and they're like, how the hell is this actually working? And that inspires a curiosity that actually drives them to think, well, I need to look into this, I need to get involved in this. This is cool. I'm really enjoying it. You can sit there on a scanner all the life and listen, but at some point, some of those people that are listening are going to actually step up and do their amateur radio license and hopefully come and join us. So that's why I think it's a positive thing going forward, and it's great stuff. It's great for networking. And we're always looking for the next generation. So once again, thank you, Josh. I'll pass it over to you. I'm going to take a final from you, sir, if you don't mind, because I really have to get out of here. And it'll be fantastic to hear you tomorrow if you can make it. KE7WIL N0 Whiskey Fox Lima.
Okay. Yeah, it's getting late. Getting that time. All right, yeah, sounds good. You know something I should have brought up tonight, and I didn't. I didn't think about it till just now. I'm curious if slow scan television is a thing out in your neck of the woods, and if anybody actually operates that mode. And if so, how do they do it? I just recently got introduced by Weston to a couple of apps. One is to transmit, to encode the image, and the other is to decode. And we're going to add that to a contest that we do in August. So I'm just curious if anyone else has played with that. That's kind of fun that you can use a smartphone, and you don't even need a radio for that anymore. You can just hold your smartphone up to your HT and play the sound, and the other person does the same thing with the phone to decode it. It's pretty neat. So maybe for next week. But until then, have a great night, good sleep, and we'll look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, probably with a little bit more of a suntan. 73KE7WIL.
KE7WIL. Yes, yes, and yes, there is a station I know who's very active on this network, which is Vinny, and it's called Mike Zero, VNOY, Victor November Yankee. He does slow scan TV, he does SSTV. I do not, he does. And you're more than likely to find Vinny at 6:30 p.m. on the early evening nets, right here on Northwest Southside Group. So, sometimes Vinny comes on Friday nights late, sometimes Saturday nights late as well. But unfortunately tonight his cat has gone missing, so he's out looking for his kitty. I hope he finds it, I really do. I spoke to Vinny earlier, but he's a guy for SSTV, so, excuse me, yes, it can happen. I'm curious as to know how this works, but like you said, that is a QSO for another day. So, with that, I will thank you, Josh Free Company. Thank you for your time. Thanks for connecting it into the Northwest Southside Group. And we'll look forward to next time, which hopefully will be tomorrow. But we'll see. But all I'll say is I look forward to working you further down the coax. So, Josh, you look after yourself and take care. And I'll look forward to next time. So, 73 to now, buddy. KE7WIL N0WFM.
N0WFL from KE7WIL. All right, this is 73 for me as well. I'll go ahead and disconnect the node, so now everybody can crawl out of the woodwork and start talking smack. Just kidding. All right, good night. Good to talk to you. See you tomorrow, or talk to you tomorrow. KE7WIL. I'm now disconnecting from the Northwest All-Star Group.
Yes, thank you, Josh. And
time is 10 p.m. R.F.